I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Oh, hey, hey, hey. Welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from my house over here on the Oakland side of San Francisco Bay. Scott in our downtown San Francisco studios. Hopefully, just a few more weeks. I'm getting my next vax on Thursday. So hopefully, maybe beginning in May, I can get back into the studio. But it doesn't matter. We bring the show to you each and every week at this time, just add or subtract time accordingly. I say that because I am proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network worldwide, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead, Trident subs. Many, many years ago, I was a guest on the USS Ohio, which is based in our Bangor in the Puget Sound near Bremerton, where they have the Missouri mothballed and all that, and going through a Trident submarine like that, 200 yards long with 40 silos and the sailors sleeping on cots between silos. It's just, it just makes you appreciate the deterrent that each of those subs have, and just what our servicemen, servicewomen and servicemen go through. That's why I salute all of you. I know officers only get saluted officially, but I salute the enlisted men and the enlisted women who do most of the hard work and don't get a salute. So if you're in the military, I appreciate all that you do keeping us and our allies safe. And plus, I know video games are very important to our allies out there, a little home cooking. And yes, I am on Sports Talk Networks, but this is the 1 hour all week where we do talk about video games, not just sports video games, all video games. Glad to be on Sports Byline USA. Glad to be on sportsbyline.com, streaming along. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. SB Nation Radio as well, sbnationlive.com. And the Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius XM 211 in progress. Great to be on Sirius once again. Also, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, and on your TV set, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider. I'm going to give away a brand new game at 40 after. I'm going to tell you what's new this week, the cheat code, all that and more. We got an hour. We're going to get it going right after a quick break. So come on back on the Video Game Review.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. When you hire someone, you should actually expect a temporary increase in your workload instead of immediately being able to offload responsibilities and have the free time you dream of. That's because even if you make the smartest hires in the world, they're not going to understand and acclimate to your business right away. They're going to need time to learn the ins and outs and to understand your expectations. So be sure to allow the time it will take to train them well, and then you will get that break you deserve. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel okay. truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
The Video Game
Review. That and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. What you got, what you get. Come on in and get heard coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. Newbies and hardcore gamers, everyone in between, you are welcome here. You know, I think about certain places in the world where you probably don't want to get caught committing crimes. And I probably think communist countries would probably, you know, there are certain there are certain places that are maybe a little more, what's the word, lighter, more sympathetic. But hearing recently about this crackdown in China, you're thinking about, look, the art of cheating is as old as the hills. From the first, I don't know, the first time a caveman flipped a rock, the other caveman was thinking about how he could cheat, right? But the thing is that if you're doing it in gaming now, and you're doing it for cash rewards, it can be a little bit more dicey, right? So there was a the Chinese police had a nationwide crackdown on cheaters. And that had made about $76 million with a Ladbrokes casino bonus. The police seized assets, luxury cars. It was carried out in cooperation with Tencent. Of course, Tencent is a Chinese gaming giant, which has long insisted that cheaters just ruin everything, the game experience for all ever else. So there was a survey in 2019 that, that's just a survey, take it for what it's worth, but that a third of all online players, whatever game they're playing, say, yeah, they cheat a little bit. And since gaming, you know, as I mentioned, has become a professional activity, and players have a chance to win a lot of money in tournaments around the world, obviously hackers are going to get involved in that type of thing. What I've always maintained when I give out cheat codes at the end of the show, cheat codes for me are fine if you're just playing an individual game for your own entertainment. I've never given a cheat code out where you can take advantage of someone in an online game or take advantage of somebody even sitting next to you on a couch playing Madden. I just give out cheat codes for games that you play by yourself, and I think there's nothing wrong with that. Now, you might say, that's still cheating. Well, good, make that decision. Video games are entertainment, okay? And if the cheat makes the game more entertaining, then you get more money out of it. If there's something that's just too hard, I have played games, and if you're being honest, you have played games too, where especially early on in the 80s and the 90s, where developers would make these areas that were just so ridiculously hard. It was like, how in the world am I ever going to get through this? And I remember getting a Game Genie for the Genesis. Then you had this little scimitar and you'd enter a code and it's like, wow, now I could get to that platform that I could never get to because I had to do like 5 triple jumps and all this other stuff. Yeah, it makes it more fun. Like I said, I got nothing against that. It's entertainment. And now the game gets more life out of it. But if you're using the cheating to gain an advantage, then it's no fun. Then that's what I'm, you know, I am against that. So creating and selling cheat codes has actually turned into a very lucrative business. And most of these are actually teenagers. They've been found amongst this growing market, and they're earning a lot of money from turning their programming skills to the dark side. The BBC recently published a story about cybersecurity Joe Tidy, who managed to make contact with a 17-year-old hacker by playing a game with him, and then Tidy was shocked to learn that this kid was running a successful underground business worth several thousands of dollars. So the business discovered by the Chinese police was not some little, you know, in a basement teenager, despite the silly name, what they called Chicken Drumstick. What they found was a very serious criminal multinational setup. And on the web that was selling to hundreds and of countries and regions. And it was based on subscriptions. And you could pay $10 a day or $200 a month, depending on what you wanted to get. And what you got were you got cheats in Overwatch. You got cheats in Call of Duty Mobile. So the police declared that they destroyed 17 cheats. So if it's already on your hard drive, is it still destroyed? I guess so online. They arrested 10 people. I guess they affect the servers. It was a raid in the city of Kunshan, which is near Shanghai. And if you know China, which I don't very well, I haven't had the pleasure, but Shanghai is very much like Vegas meets Silicon Valley when it comes to China these days. There's a lot of Western business going on there as well. But I was thinking, who's paying $10 a day? By the way, $10 is what you might pay for a mobile game if you really like it. And even then, you're like, I'd rather get it free. $10 a day? How many people play Call of Duty Mobile? That's a hard game to play. But anyway, a couple months ago, there was a popular player based in the U.K., who was playing Call of Duty Warzone and saying that he was being saturated with hackers. And that was Veekstar. His real name is Vikram Singh Barn. And he had 7 million YouTube subscribers. And he did a video and he said, quote, "The fact players can live stream themselves blatantly hacking with zero repercussions blows my mind. This guy is second prestige and broadcasts hours of himself hacking. This needs to be addressed and fixed. The game is in the worst state it's ever been. Activision really isn't addressing how many hackers are in the game." So he's placing the blame not at Infinity Ward or Treyarch, or they're right at the feet of Activision. And so then last month, Activision said Warzone has zero tolerance for cheaters. And Activision has said that they have already permanently banned more than 70,000 players. Now, of course, this is all much easier and much more prevalent when you're playing on the PC. And there are people, there are PC snobs. I love everything. I love the consoles. I love handheld. There's room in my heart for everything. But, you know, you just think about reaction time, turning. You don't have to have the – if you play on a console with a joypad, it's going to be slower. You know, you don't have the instantaneous 180 that you have with a keystroke, obviously. I prefer it on the console, even though the latency is worse and it blows my mind. It's just easier for me to lay back on a couch and veg out than it is to be hunched over. But I understand it. But anyway, over 70,000, they claim. So, you know, you think about, would a crackdown like this ever happen in America? Do the American police care enough to have a crackdown like this? I don't know. I mean, we've had baseball players taken to Congress. It just depends how far they want to get into the competitive world. And like I said, when it comes into cash and guys driving around in Bentleys and Ferraris because of this, then it probably would catch the attention of the FBI. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. Lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY on the Video Game Review.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Nice to have you with us. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game, as I always do at 40 after. You just win the game by being the second correct answer to the email address rick@sportsbyline.com. People ask me why the second, because I figure if I say the first, everyone's like, I missed it. And then if I say it's like the 17th, it's like, that's weird. So just say second. And we'll do that coming up next. Your call's available. No interview this week, so your calls are available throughout the show. If you'd like to get in at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm always on the lookout for a good game for my phone. And there are a couple of tried and true. I really like GeoGuessr, and I played that a lot until I stopped. There are some games that I played until the end. Like Crush the Castle years ago, I finished that, but I still have it on there. I have Wordscapes, Temple Run 2, Castle Wreck, Mr. Bullet, a Mahjong, just a couple of things. But nothing where I'm, going to spend more than 10 minutes on anything. And so then I saw an ad last week for the brand new game, Clap Hands Golf, H-A-N-Z. Now, Clap Hands is the company that makes Hot Shots Golf. And Hot Shots Golf was my favorite game on the PSP. More about the PSP coming up. On the old UMD, the Universal Media Disc, had on the PS3, and on the PS4, when it came out, it was called Everyone's Golf. But it's just so addictive, so fun. I don't even really like golf in real life, but I like good golf video games. And by the way, congratulations, Morikawa, with the Masters win today. But Clap Hands Golf, finally on my phone. It's so easy. It's so user-friendly. The graphics are so great. It's so fun. And I thought, you know what? All these other ones I play for free, and there's in-ads, and I sit through an ad and whatever because I refuse to pay $3.99 or whatever. Not that I'm totally a cheapo, but I'm like, I don't like it that much. And I was thinking, I don't care if this game is $15. I'm buying it for my phone. And then I found out, as I tried to buy it three times, it's part of the Apple Arcade. The only way you can buy it is by subscribing to $5 a month, and then you get all their games. Thing is, I don't want any other games. I just want this one. And I don't feel like paying $60 a year to play Hot Shots Golf, because I'm not going to play it that much on my phone. Or sorry, now Clap Hands Golf. So it's kind of a mean trick. You know, it's all excited. But I will say, looking at mobile games, there was an article recently from Screen Rant, who put in a little bit of effort into figuring out what are the highest selling mobile games of all times. We already know that the video game industry makes more money than the motion picture industry. And if you didn't know that, that's been true for many, many years. And in 2020, with the pandemic and everything else, the video game industry brought in about $150 billion. But what I think is and a lot of it, of course, is mobile gaming too. But I think the thing that's really surprising until I took a step back was that mobile gaming on the phone came in at $85 billion, which was double that of PCs. Double. Then I thought, wow, really? And I thought, well, everybody has a phone and everybody's screwing around on their phone. I guess it makes sense. So they put together the top 10 list of the highest grossing mobile games so far. At 10 was Clash Royale. That was Clash of the Cans. That comes from Supercell. Supercell is out of Finland, by the way. That is $3 billion. Guerrilla Free Fire came in with $3.1 billion. And you'd think nothing much distinguishes Free Fire from other seemingly endless battle royale games at mobile stores, but it was the most downloaded mobile game in 2019. Which is pretty interesting. And in the summer, they took a survey and they had 80 million daily active users. Same thing, parachuting into a battle royale circle. You say, why would you make a knockoff? Well, because of that. Then you think about the Fate series, Fate Grand Order, $4.3 billion. Fate is one of Japan's most popular and biggest media franchises that has spawned more video games, novels, manga, anime, movies than most people can keep track of. And Fate Grand Order was the first time it ever released on mobile, and luckily it's turn-based combat. And that, to me, when I think about the controls on a phone with a glass screen, turn-based combat is made for that. PUBG comes in at $4.3 billion. Of course, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. That's not new by any means, but of course, the popularity skyrocketed right soon after release in 2018, and it's become so widespread that it has been outright banned in some countries, one of them being India, which has a lot of people. But right now, their player count is over 800 million. I think they're doing okay over there. That's not even top five. At six is Candy Crush Saga, $5.8 billion. It's one of the oldest mobile games. It's still around. And, of course, they were one of the first ones to go with the freemium system, which meant players were more than welcome to play the game for free. But if you invested real money, it would deliver some attractive perks. And that monetization model, which is what most mobile games employ today. Then we get into the top five, Pokemon Go, $6.4 billion, and Climbing. That is, believe it or not, a five-year-old game. The first time I've really seen AR, when you can see Charmander or Snorlax or Mewtwo sitting in the middle of your street. There are still millions who play it. Four, straight up, Clash of Clans, $7 billion. By the way, a single player, this is kind of sad in a way, and this also shows you that somebody's too rich. Clash of Clans reported that a single player spent more than $1 million on the game. Rick, I thought you just said you heard me right. A single player spent more than $1 million on the game. Dad, I have something to tell you. Number three, Puzzles and Dragons, $7.8 billion. This was released 9 years ago, and it's kind of similar to Candy Crush, but it uses a combat mechanism where players don't just match tiles, but you're batting enemies at the same time. There was a spinoff on the 3DS and even an anime series. Second all time, Monster Strike, $9.2 billion. And obviously there's some Pokemon inspirations in this RPG. It's somewhat unique in the sense that the player battles enemies by hurling their monsters at the enemy instead of the other usual turn-based models of combat. But despite the success this has had in Japan, this has really not made a big dent in North America or Europe, and they did make an English version, and then they shut down the English version because no one watched. I mean, no one played. I would say they did make a trilogy anime of it as well. And the number one, believe it or not, best-selling mobile game of all time is Arena of Valor, $9.5 billion dollars. And if you think the same way League of Legends dominates the MOBA genre on PC, Honor of Kings dominates the mobile sector. And the Arena of Valor, I mean, this is backed by Tencent again in China. And it's really just an international adaptation of Honor of Kings. And it's virtually the same game, albeit, you know, modified to a great extent to make it more suitable for the international market. But like other MOBA games, players get to choose from a whole bunch of different characters and game modes to play with as well. And if you think about just what they earned in 2020, $2.45 billion, which was the highest gross of any video game during the 2020 pandemic. I know the pandemic is still going now, but obviously people started pouring their cash into stuff. So I didn't add to the tally. I didn't put my money into the kitty. I don't want to subscribe. I already subscribed to so many dang streaming services now. It's insane. I can't subscribe to Apple Games just to play golf. Rick, you sound cheap. Sorry, we'll come back after a break. We'll give away a brand new game. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
The Video Game Review.
show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Coming up in the next segment will be short and sweet. It'll be time for a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Also use that email address to answer the simple question to win the game I'm giving away. The game is called Dungeon and Puzzles. Not Dungeons and Puzzles, or Dungeons and Dragons. Dungeon and Puzzles. This is a brand new game on the Nintendo Switch. It's also on the PC. I have it here for the Switch, developed by Nicolist. That's right. Nicolist. And published by Digital Crafter. Here's the summary. Dungeon and Puzzles is a 2D spatial logic and ability switch puzzle game where you have to think about what kind of ability needs to be used in every step, kill all monsters, and reach the exit to clear the level. My question to win this game is this a puzzle game? Or is this a water polo game? Is this a trick, not a trick? Send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. Puzzle game or water polo game? By the way, it's a top-down. It's almost got kind of a Link's Awakening look to it. It's almost got kind of a Fog of War look to it, like just where you are is what you can see. Nice lighting effects. Very simple. Kind of a 64-bit feel to it. Once again, Dungeon and Puzzles from Digital Crafter and Nicolist. Thank you for that, Czar Nicolist. We're going to get to new releases this week. I'll let you know what's on the shelves this week, what's new and what you can look forward to. There was some disturbing news last week for many gamers. Something you don't want to hear, but also not to be depressing. Everything in life is temporary. I know, I hate to say it, but it's true. Everything is temporary. Sony confirmed that they're going to be closing their PS3, their PS Vita, and their PSP stores on August 27th. Wow. Yeah, that's right. So that's not going to influence games that are already purchased. Once the marketplace is offline, users will need to install previously bought games and DL3 through the download list feature in each device's accounts settings option. But PSN funds can no longer be used on these systems after those three stores are pulled offline. But all amounts remaining will get transferred either to your PS4 or your PS5, if you have one. Furthermore, the support post also mentioned that in-game transactions will be denied upon purchase. So, listen, Sony made this announcement. They haven't revealed any other plans to provide any of these consoles with another outlet to get digital content. You can always go, if you think, oh, I never got this game, look, I'm sure you could still go on eBay and find a shiny disc or a UMD, Universal Media Drive, for the PSP if it's first gen like mine was. But they just said in an email to PlayStation subscribers that the decision is to, quote, focus our resources for PlayStation Store on PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. Okay. And, you know, I've always had a bit of a love-hate relationship with DLC, and this is why, not what it is, but just getting it. And this is why if I had a chance to get a PS5 a digital, I wouldn't buy it. I'm holding out for the shiny disc. Because, not because three games are going to eat up the whole hard drive, which it might. It's just the fact that it's constant, these downloads. Like, just even playing Call of Duty and getting into Season 2 now, and now they have the PS5, they have the Cold War and the Modern Warfare kind of mashed together. Like, if you're playing Modern Warfare, it says, oh, look at your armory of all these new guns, new vehicle skins, new watches, and you look, and they're not there. Well, that's because they're in your Cold War, which is, I think, beyond stupid. Why are you telling me in Modern Warfare that I have new guns? Because they want everybody playing together, because all they want you to do is play Warfare. And I am not a huge fan. I basically don't like Battle Royale. It's just not as fun. To me, it's a fun factor thing. And with, you know, you could land on somebody and get shot instantly, and then the circle isn't closing. It's just a different type of gameplay. If that was one type of gameplay, like shoot the ship or, you know, hard point or kill confirmed, whatever, just TDM, that'd be cool. But they're basically trying to shove Warfare down your throat by saying, oh, look, this is all this stuff you got. You don't got it. Because it's two distinct games. And the other day, there was some patch, and I swear it's fortnightly, not for Fortnite, but for COD. Every 2 weeks, there's some, I shouldn't even say patch, it's really an update. And it's like update 1.43, and they'll nerf a shotgun, and then they'll take down the recoil with a muzzle brake on this gun, whatever. It's like, do I really need this? If there's new maps, I need it. But I had to go to the PSN store and say, yes, please download. And for some reason, each one was a 5-hour download. I had to leave my PS4 on all night. It's such a pain. But it's good knowing that you have those stores. Remember when Microsoft pulled the Xbox original version of Halo? And if you wanted to play online the original Xbox version of Halo, you couldn't do it anymore. But somebody figured out that as long as you left your Xbox on and you were playing Halo, you could still play other people online. And so there were people out there who basically said, please, please, please leave your Xbox plugged in, make sure it's on, and make sure you're playing Halo, because the second you turn it off, we can never play again. And I thought, well, first of all, don't you want to play other games on your Xbox? And second of all, what if there's a power outage and whatever? But I get it. It's like when I was playing 1943 on the PS3. And I thought, I wonder if that's still working. And it was. It was still working. So there's a difference between each individual game server and just the store. But I think I'm a little scared that there is something akin to it. Now, on the other hand, in the old days, if you bought it, old days, not that long ago, just years ago, if you bought a game, it was just the game, and that was it. And if there was a sequel, you'd have to buy the sequel. There wasn't the gift that kept on giving, unless you had to buy a season pass. But a lot of this, you know, just the game stays alive, more content, more maps, more stuff to do, more weapons to keep you playing, hoping for your microtransactions, hoping for this or that. And so in a way, for us to complain, like, I can't believe you're taking these stores away from us, they could say, well, I mean, these things have been up for over a decade. What do you want from me? But even before the news came out, Sony blocked off all their users from using the browser version of the PlayStation Store that had PS3, PS Vita, and PSP content without any warning. And there are some PS1 and PS Mobile titles that are exclusive to the digital stores, so they couldn't get those either. And remember, the PSP and the Vita is just the PSP with two analog sticks, which they usually had from the beginning. So with the PlayStation 5, they say slowly but surely coming to store shelves. I've never been in a store that's had a PS5. I check at least once a day, not all day long hitting refresh, but at least once a day I check at least three different sources that I have favorited to see if I can get my hands on a PS5, which I can't yet, which you probably can't either. As the PS5 is coming, it appears Sony is just ending a few of the greatest chapters in the history of PlayStation. Because the rumor is, like I said, this isn't set in stone, but the rumor is if they're closing the store, they're closing the servers. And that is what could get scary. So I always thought, I can't believe I can still play. Not only can I still play Battlefield 1943, it was a PS3 game, there were a lot of people still playing it. And man, oh man, did I love that game in whatever, 2008. I love that game. It's so good. So Sony has not commented on the servers just yet, but the eventual shutdowns mean that the PSP store is over after a 16-year run. The PS3 store lasted a long time, as I mentioned. That debuted back in 2006. And both of their tenures have been a huge part of sales. Each system sold over 80 million units worldwide. And so I think really, though, the PS Vita store getting shut down, that's the thing that's really a shock, because that system is not that old. It just shows you that it's, unfortunately, as much as I like it, it's been a dud. All right, Dudley, let's take a look at the new releases this week. Speaking of phone game on iPhone and Android, The Walking Dead Survivors. On the Switch and PS4, Poison Control. Switch and PS4, an action RPG shooter. It's not like, I think I swallowed too many aspirin. This is a different type. Alvo, A-L-V-O. This is a PC and PS4 shooter. Disgaea RPG, iPhone and Android as well. That's an RPG. Night Squad 2, an action game on the Xbox One and PC. Live Stream, this is an escape game on the Switch. Dayland Pocket Planet Edition, a Switch role-playing game. Quantum League on the PC makes its debut. Saga Frontier Remastered. This is a PC, Android, iPhone, PS4, and Switch RPG. Battle Axe. It's about your mother-in-law. No, it's about action adventure on the Switch. Super Meat Boy Forever. Never cared for Super Meat Boy. But this is Xbox One and PS4 platformer, of course. And that's it, actually, for this week. I just remember seeing an interview with the guy who made Super Meat Boy, and he goes, "You know why I don't play Call of Duty? Because I only play games that are fun." And I'm like, dude, look, it's cool that you're making your own game, but you got to go ahead and talk about how other games suck. Just pump up your own game. That's all. Just do that. And don't pick a really fun game to say that sucks, too. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code right here on Sports Bot.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax. tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
The Video Game Review.
Super Turk in there. Thank you for that. Rick Tittle with you, closing out the show with our cheat codes and your requests. I like giving them out for older games, by the way. Rick@sportsbyline.com. This email comes from Lawrence, Kansas, and it comes from L. Are you also Lawrence? L says, Rick, how do I get the tank in GTA 3? Thanks. Grand Theft Auto 3, that, by the way, is a PS2 game. Glad to see the PS2 still rocking it. There's a whole lot of cheats in this, but here's your tank for you. While you're playing anywhere in the game, press circle, 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 circle. That's circle six times. R1, L2, L1. Triangle, circle, triangle. Boom. There's a tank right there that you can let loose on Liberty City. For good or evil, it's your choice. Once again, circle six times. Circle, 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 circle. R1, L2, L1, triangle, circle, triangle, and there it is. Now, here's the thing, by the way, keep them coming, rick@sportsbyline.com. The thing about Grand Theft Auto and why I almost don't buy these games, because I don't have the patience to sit through the cinematics and do these missions that take forever. I'll do like three missions, and I'll give up, and I'll go straight for the cheats. And I'll just get a helicopter and start bombing people, or I'll just grab a semi, pull the driver out, wreck it, you know. What's weird is one time I elbowed a guy. I just elbowed him walking down the street, and the police started shooting at me. I was like, this is getting too real. All right. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We'll go back to another 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk on all your respective networks. And we'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.